The change of pace now is the speed round. And this is where innovative Ontario entrepreneurs and organizations pitch you on their products and services. The presentation format is simple. We have 7 pitches. Each presenter has 90 seconds to make their pitch. I've done this before, and it is so hard. That said, I'm not necessarily the most succinct of people. To make things interesting, we've got a timer counting down the seconds. When the clock hits 0, even if the presenter hasn't finished, they have to stop talking. We have specific instructions to the sound tech at the back to cut off the audio at 90 seconds. There will be no Q&A this time, but these company reps will be staying for the rest of the day, and they or one of their colleagues will be upstairs in the showcase during lunch, starting at 12:45, and again during the closing networking reception, so that you can have a closer look, you can ask them any questions one-on-one. So let's get started. First up is Trevor Townsend from Matter and Form pitching Bevel.
Hi, my name is Trevor Townsend, as she's introduced me. I'm Chief Technology Officer at Matter and Form. We're a Toronto company founded in 2013. We create technology that lets anyone make and use 3D content. And this is our newest product. It's called Bevel. Bevel is an $89 smartphone attachment that allows you to take 3D photographs. You attach the bevel as shown, and you pan it over the person that, or subject of your photograph, and it creates a result like this. Now, 3D photography is a new kind of media content, and it's used for a variety of purposes. You can use it like you would use a regular photograph, take a picture of your children and send it to their grandparents. But you can also send it or use it in AR and VR contexts. For example, you could use something like this overlaid on a video game character that, in a game that you're playing, or you could use it in an AR context, a VR context more accurately, to say, for example, do a bevel of a chair and put that in an interior design application. 3D is the next major media type. We think first we had pictures, and then we had video, and now you have sort of 3D content, and we're really in a position to really follow that trend because we're the first company to make such an inexpensive device that anyone can use. We're available upstairs. Please come by and have a chat. Happy to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay, so Clipfolio is an application for building business dashboards. And since you are all creative types, I felt a tremendous pressure to explain how a dashboard can make you feel creatively. So I wrote a haiku, and I'm going to tell you this haiku channeling William Shatner doing Captain Kirk. Feeling in control, focused on what matters most. What dashboards give me. So that's what a dashboard will make you feel like in a haiku. What you see on the screen is an example of a business dashboard. You can track virtually any type of metric that matters to you. So for example, in your industry, there's a company called Ekstrabladet. They are Denmark's largest online tabloid. Ekstrabladet tracks in real time who's reading what articles on their site. So in Clipfolio, so that they can move the most read articles to the front page or move them up the front page. They also give all of their reporters Clipfolio so they can track their personal articles. And they have it on the walls in their office. So you walk in and there's TVs everywhere and there's dashboards everywhere and they're tracking everything from who's on the site, how many people are on the site, who's reading what content. And they have advertising and promotional information, too, so they can see which promotions and social media are drawing the most visitors to their site. So that's what we do. We're upstairs. Thank you.
All right. Next up, we have Emily Smith, who is from No Campfire Required. I have to give a shout out. This is one of our Transmedia Zone teams doing amazing work, and I'm getting texts of everyone back in the incubator who's very excited with Passport AR.
Did you know there were 45 escape rooms in the GTA and around 2,800 in the world? Like this one from Shaftesbury's Murdoch Mysteries. Shout out, I can't wait for it to start next month. But what if your adventure waited right outside that door? Imagine sending your audience on a real-life quest in the city using their phones to access and navigate a story custom-built for them. With Passport AR, you can do that. Our product connects your audience to your story world in an unforgettable way, at the same time as they're connecting to their friends, and gives them serious social currency when they tell everyone, you have to try this. It's also replayable, so your people come back with new friends, making new connections, and have a new experience inside the story each and every time. This is how you gather a group of fans who not only opt in for future story news, but push you for the next game experience. Is it done yet? You get loyal followers, and to add to that, you get extensive audience data so you know what you need for next time. Game of Thrones, immersive pop-ups too well, because they let fans get inside the fantasy story world of their dreams. For less than you might think, with Passport AR, you can create an adventure for your fans inside your world.
So, since Obama first took office until now, how we've consumed media has changed drastically in that it's become very vertical. And the biggest proponents of that has been Snapchat. Snapchat boasts 100 million daily active users, 10 billion daily views, and 9 times more vertical views on their horizontal ads, on their vertical ads than their horizontal, meaning people aren't turning their phones. Now, as laughable as this idea may have seemed at the very beginning, the idea of disappearing content is here to stay, as Dr. Jeffrey Cole also mentioned. And imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and Instagram has launched their own stories platform just this past summer. In fact, Kevin Systrom, Instagram CEO, has gone on to say, Stories is a new platform. If you think about how Facebook and Twitter pioneered the scrolling newsfeed, Stories will be sort of a similar thing. Now, with a new platform comes new rules, and what's worked before may not work now. But what does work? There's a lot of good examples out there if you know where to look. And most recently, Forbes Top 30 Under 30 was premiered on Snapchat before it was put onto their website to gain attraction of audience. And that's a really good example of exclusive or content premieres. Some of the other areas include TV shows, education, which is what we focus on strongly, and also print media. At Sarah, we aim to provide creative solutions using the Stories platform. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm Dave Dexter, Operation and Business Development Lead for Sheridan College's Screen Industries Research and Training Center. Just call us CERT. We started 6.5 years ago with John Heliker and actually funding from OMDC, focusing on motion capture and pre-visualization training. And over the last 6.5 years, we are now one of the leading innovation and research centers in Ontario, Canada, and being recognized worldwide. We are located at Pinewood Toronto Studios, our offices, plus a core team of staff that resembles an operating studio. And we have a 10,000 square foot stage with leading edge technology and equipment for the industry. We've been focusing heavily on digital cinema, virtual production, workflow in the cloud with our CertNet project. And we started last year as our main project around virtual reality and augmented reality. So basically, we are your research arm. We also provide services. So for companies that are facing challenges, are looking for expertise, we're one of the spots to come to in Toronto. We are showcasing augmented reality today upstairs around how to use it for pre-production and pre-visualization and also part of the digital media content workflow. So look forward to talking to everybody. The other two key points is we are an avenue for funding to leverage government funding. And because we're part of Sheridan College, we have some of the top students behind us for you to leverage for your development and your goals that you want to achieve as your company. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Stephanie Cicerelli, co-founder and chief brand officer of Voices.com, the world's largest online marketplace that connects businesses and brands with professional voice talent. There are over 200,000 voice talent from around the world on our website, and we serve customers in over 134 different countries. We help you to find your brand voice, and we help companies here in Canada, including Bell and Shopify, do the exact same thing. All right, so aside from just connecting people and making this a little bit easier, what exactly have we done? Well, we've revolutionized the entire hiring process from how you will find a talent, hire them, and pay them online. You'll get custom auditions, so you don't have to sit around waiting for demos that aren't actually readings from your script. You'll get those at voices.com within 24 hours, and your finished product may be done within 2 days. That's a very short cycle, if you ask me, so we love to help you with that. Here are some of our wonderful talents on the website. You probably have seen our app or the website. Lots of different ways that you can meet with us and to tell your story. So today we have a booth just like everybody else. We're upstairs. I've got Emily and Heather. They're here to help you to learn more about how we can help. And if you need to have voices in French, in Quebecois French to be specific, but you also want that same voice artist to sound really wonderful with a neutral Canadian read in English, then we can do that for you. So make sure you come and visit us. We would love to help you find your next voice. Thank you.
Thank you. My partners and I looked at the independent film market and realized that there are some significant challenges for independent filmmakers. Very few of them ever get their product to market, or only one or two screens around the world. They lose huge amounts of money, and there is a vast resource of material available. If you look at what happens at film festivals, Sundance, for example, screens 184 films. They get 11,982 films delivered to them. So there's a huge delta of unwatched, unseen, terrific material. We've built a marketplace that connects the buyer and the seller, as well as festivals, with a very simple, clean business model, $250 US for a producer to put his film up through a festival, $300 if they come directly to us. The buyers are charged nothing as a membership, but they pay a 6% fee on any commission or on any sale that they do with us. The technology is complete. We're ready to go. And we intend to launch in about 2 months. We've got a great leadership team. We've raised about $500,000 on our own, and we're looking for about another $1 million. And we've lots of additional material available, our financials and so on. We're upstairs, and we look forward to seeing you later today.